WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Senator Tim Kaine and other Democrats denounce President Trump's go-it-alone attack on Venezuela. The General Assembly considers legislation that would allow cell phones in court. And Virginia's newest natural area preserve is in Rockingham County, just west of Broadway. This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, January 5th. On Saturday, Democratic Senator Tim Kaine harshly criticized President Trump's strikes against Venezuela and the capture of the country's president, Nicolas Maduro, and his wife.
This is an illegal war. There is no legal justification in the Constitution, in the history of the Constitution, or in American law that would authorize the president to wage war, to depose President Maduro and seize its oil and run the country of Venezuela without coming to Congress. And let's be very clear about this. The president has not come to Congress to seek authority.
Kaine also criticized Republicans in Congress for going along with Trump's foreign policy, particularly the ongoing strikes against boats from Venezuela allegedly carrying drugs.
And the Republican leadership of the House and Senate have yet to allow even a single public hearing on this matter. And so much of what I know, I am not allowed even to discuss with you or my constituents because they only offer to us in classified settings.
Other members of Congress from Virginia broke along party lines in their responses. Other Democrats, including Senator Mark Warner, also attacked the operation against Venezuela. Republican Representatives John McGuire and Ben Klein of the 5th and 6th districts, respectively, praised Trump's action. The Daily Progress also reports that protesters lined the sidewalks of Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville on Saturday in a demonstration against the U.S. strikes. The so-called pop-up protest was organized by Indivisible Charlottesville. The Navy blockade that includes Virginia sailors and Marines will continue after the U.S. raid that captured Venezuela's leader over the weekend. WHRO's Steve Walsh has the story.
The USS Ford Carrier Strike Group and the USS Iwo Jima ARG remain at the center of the operation around Venezuela. After a U.S. raid captured Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro early Saturday, Secretary of State Marco Rubio said in multiple interviews that the armada of Navy ships will be used as leverage as the U.S. tries to work through what happens next in Venezuela. Senator Tim Kaine said without authorization from Congress, he questions the legitimacy of the ongoing operation that started by targeting suspected drug boats in September, killing at least 105 people.
Members of the Senate and the public have definitely been lied to by the administration.
He plans to force a vote on a war powers resolution in the Senate this week.
Steve Walsh reporting. A raccoon picked up by the Central Shenandoah Health District, or CSHD, last week tested positive for rabies. WHSV reports that the raccoon was found last Monday, December 29th, in Stanton between Gypsy Hill Park and West Beverly Street. CSHD said that there were no human exposures to the raccoon and that the animal did not present a threat. Still, the health district asks anyone with information about a possible exposure to the rabid raccoon to contact the Stanton Augusta Health Department. The agency also offered guidelines to prevent rabies, advising residents not to feed stray animals, avoid wild animals, and keep pets indoors. Also, make sure your pets are vaccinated and do not let them wander unrestricted outside the home. More important information about rabies can be found on the Virginia Department of Health's website. That's vdh.virginia.gov. Eddie Harris, a Charlottesville community leader, died in December. He was 69. Harris helped dads, including those in prison, to take on the challenges of parenthood through Ready Kids Real Dads program. He also founded Vinegar Hill Magazine to better represent black residents of Charlottesville in the local press. Harris is remembered by community members as a servant leader, a role model, and a bridge between generations. Many courthouses across Virginia do not allow cell phones inside. For some people, that's an inconvenience, but for others, it could make or break their case. A bill in the General Assembly could change what you can bring into a courthouse. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope explains.
It's 2026, but at your local courthouse, it might as well be 1999. That's because cell phones are not allowed at most courthouses across Virginia. Senator Saddam Saleem is a Democrat from Fairfax County who has a bill that would let people bring their phones into the courthouse if they have evidence on them that they want to present in court.
If I'm going to the courthouse and I took some pictures and evidence and I have all the things on my phone or on my iPad, only to find out that I'm not able to go and bring in my electronic devices. So now all my evidence that I took with me or things that could have aided me in this case is no longer relevant or available to me.
Jay Spear at the Virginia Poverty Law Center says it's not just evidence. It might also be important notes or the text of a speech or any of the other things people keep on their devices.
People have their calendars on there. So sometimes you have to come back and the judge will ask you, can you come back on, you know, February 6th? And you don't have your calendar to find out whether you can or not. And it's not fair that just the lawyers have their phones and nobody else.
Sometimes courthouses prohibit people from bringing their phones into the building without offering a place to store them, leading some people to try hiding them in the bushes outside the courthouse. Saleem says it's time to bring the devices out of the bushes and into the courtrooms, at least in some situations. Michael Pope.
Four candidates are vying for the top job in the Republican Party of Virginia. The contenders include Lynn Bogle and Nicholas Prophet, both members of the party's state central committee. Also, former congressional candidates Mike Clancy and Cameron Hamilton. Hamilton also served as acting administrator of the Federal Emergency Management Agency from January to May of last year. State Senator Mark Peek of Lynchburg stepped down from the party's chairmanship at the end of 2025 after 8 months in the role and after devastating losses in last year's election. Virginia's newest natural area preserve is in Rockingham County, just west of Broadway. WHSV reports the Brock's Gap Natural Area Preserve is the 69th in the state's system. It includes a strand of northern white cedar trees along the North Fork of the Shenandoah River. The preserve protects Virginia's largest remaining example of a globally rare forest type, called Northern White Cedar Slope Forest. Most of the preserve's nearly 215 acres are owned by the Virginia Department of Conservation and Recreation. About 34 acres remain privately owned and are protected by an open space easement and a deed of dedication. The preserve is managed by the Virginia Natural Heritage Program. Virginia is home to more national champion trees than any other state. WHRO's Catherine Hafner has more.
Virginia Tech's Big Tree Program does just what it sounds like. Program coordinator Eric Wiseman says they catalog and rank the state's biggest trees based on several measurements.
The trees that score the best are really tall and really girthy, and it helps to have some decent crown spread as well.
Champions are the largest documented trees of their species. There are more than 300 state champs, and almost a third of those have gone on to win the national title. Wiseman says these trees don't automatically get protected, but
if we can get people excited and curious about champion trees, then hopefully that excitement will carry over into the conservation and management.
He says anyone can nominate a big tree, and there might be one sitting right in your backyard.
Catherine Hafner reporting. In 2023, WMRA's Randy B. Hagee took listeners on an award-winning tour of notable big trees in our area. To catch that two-part report, just type WMRA Big Trees into your browser. And finally today, the Virginia Department of Motor Vehicles is rolling out a new online grant application system for its next funding cycle. The Virginia Mercury reports the system will simplify and modernize how hundreds of safety-focused projects are reviewed and funded each year. Beginning in February, applicants seeking federal highway safety grants administered by the DMV's Highway Safety Office will use a new digital platform called eGrants. That replaces what the agency described as a largely manual, paper-heavy process. The application window will run from February 1st through February 28th. Each year, Virginia DMV awards millions of dollars in federal highway safety funds to organizations working to reduce traffic deaths, injuries, and crashes across the Commonwealth. Grants start at $5,000. for WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy your Monday.